Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Please welcome to the stage, Illusionoid! Yes, yeah, it's, we had a spill at intermission.
There has been a spill.
There's a spill.
We know who did it. We're not going to point fingers.
We're not going to point.
We'll gesture in the general direction.
Yes,
though.
One of you.
There we go. It was one of you.
One
guys.
Of you.
I miss the days when there would be a spill and a man would come in with a bag of sawdust.
See, oh, yeah. That's what I need at my house, sawdust.
Oh, just man, I wish I had sawdust.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are Illusionoid.
I could go on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So my name is Lee Smart.
I'm Paul Bates.
And I'm Nug Nargang. And over here on the keys, we have a special person on the sound effects with music. Lee, who is he tonight?
Yes, he is the... he's a cosmic entity known as the... I don't know. You know
who
what?
Who is he?
He's eternity.
He is eternity. Give it up for eternity.
Eternity, the physical manifestation of eternity.
So a little bit later on.
He's been there forever.
I know. So after the show, if you can corner him outside, and he's kind of elusive, being eternity and everything, but ask him to open up his jacket. You'll see it is full of stars.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Do not ask him for a story.
Don't ask him
for a story.
He'll go on for quite a while.
He does not stop talking.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So welcome to the Illusionoid Podcast. You guys are familiar with myself, that is Lee Smart and Nug Nargang from the Spook Podcast. We had a great time playing with those guys. You guys were great. And we're now joined by the man who is coaching the soccer game.
My son's soccer team.
Yes.
Paul Bates, tell us about this soccer team.
We lost. It's a Chelsea. They're called Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah.
They're quite different from the real Chelsea.
Are the real Chelsea full of 8-year-olds?
No, there is a... The real Chelsea football club won the English Premier League easily last season.
Easily, yeah.
My son's soccer team has yet to win a game.
Who's their coach?
It's me. I should be fired.
Are you drilling them? Are you drilling these
kids?
We
are trying so hard. And I scream so much from the sidelines. Oh, it feels great screaming at children. And I single out two specific children every game to scream really hard.
Different ones, though, right?
I have to spread it out. We have yet to win a game.
Okay.
We scored our third goal tonight, so it's a big night for Chelsea.
Yeah.
Our goal differential now sits at -53.
Whoa!
Hooray!
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's hard on little kids' morale.
Chelsea.
We do a little bit
Chelsea.
Of that.
Yeah.
It's mostly my wife.
Do you bring the popsicles and the ice cream sandwiches? Is that your job?
Yeah. What is the celebratory snack of the losing team?
The celebratory snack is a big plate of nothing. When they'll get... They'll get snacks when they start performing on the pitch.
This guy's a tough coach. He's a tough coach.
That's the hard line. That's the hard line.
We gave them snacks once afterwards, and there was no change.
No.
So why should we reward...
Mediocrity, exactly.
It's worse than mediocrity.
Of course, horrible. How old are these kids?
Far below average.
How old are these kids?
They're seven.
They're seven years old.
They gotta learn.
They have to now, or they'll keep. It. Yeah.
They barely have their fine motor control under, at their fingertips.
They just learned to walk.
But that doesn't make sense when they're losing to other seven-year-olds so badly. There should be a law of averages where there's at least a tie sometimes.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's perplexing.
I don't know. I hope my son doesn't listen to this one.
he might be too busy listening to Serial.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring up our guests for this show, the boys from the Spooked Podcast.
Yeah. Chelsea, here they come. Chelsea. Right on.
Yes. Good to see you again. Chelsea. You can share my mic with me. Yeah, I'll share
Is Chelsea right, anybody's team here?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. Gentlemen from the Spooked Podcast introduce themselves.
There you go.
Hi, I'm Damian Depping.
I'm Cody Crane.
And I'm Colin Morey.
Yeah. Now, the people here know about Spooked. For the listeners of the Illusionoid podcast that don't know about Spooked, tell them all about it.
Well, it's a scary story improvised podcast where it's never scary and sometimes a story.
Perfect sense.
It does. Yeah, I love that.
Well, we improvise. How many people have heard of Illusionoid or listened to Illusionoid as a podcast? Fantastic.
All right.
We tell tales of terror and doom from the future.
Yeah.
And tonight, how are we going to get our title?
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. I found a sci-fi title generator, and it generates six sci-fi titles. So I'm going to read the six, and people from the audience will have to choose which one they want to hear.
Yeah, by your applause.
Okay. So here it comes. All right. I like it already. The first one is Dragon Pluto. The second one is Forgotten Theorem. The third one is Mega Knight.
Like K-N-I-G-H?
That's correct. Okay. Yeah. Right. The next is Avalon Hunt, mm-hmm. Infinite Reality, and finally, Day of the Mirror. So let's read through them again. Number one, Dragon Pluto. Number two, Forgotten Theorem. Number three, Mega Knight. Number four, Avalon Hunt. Number five, Infinite Reality. And number six, Day of the Mirror. Anybody?
Right, is so it? Does
right,
out,
so let's see.
Five, six.
Six? Let's hear it for what's the first one?
Okay, Dragon Pluto.
Applause. Okay.
Okay. All right. That was
one
that's
note.
Definitely not happening.
No.
Forgotten Theorem. Okay. All right.
Another one. Math fan.
I love that.
Yes. Yeah. Huge mathematician in the back. Just cheering. Okay. Mega Knight.
Mega Knight's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So far, the leader. Avalon Hunt.
Oh.
Yeah. We hate Avalon Hunt.
We don't need that.
Get
though.
Out of here. Two words that don't mix.
Yeah.
Infinite Reality.
That's getting pretty good.
And Day of the Mirror.
Oh. It's a
we
clear
have
winner.
A winner.
It's a clear winner.
It's
Mega
Day
Knight
winner.
It is.
Day of the Mirror.
Day of the Mirror.
Sounds like we're doing Day of the Mirror.
Day of the Mirror, yes.
And all right, here we go. We'll start Day of the Mirror. And as always, every episode begins like this.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare humanity from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hear me! Hear me, people of the past! It is I, the last man in the universe! Do you hear me? The very last! I'm talking no one else! No people! No children! No children's voices around me! But at the very least, there are no more children to disappoint me. There may be no goals scored by children, but at least there are no goals being scored against the crappy defensive line that I witnessed years ago. Those children never got it together. Anyways, this isn't about me. This is about your future. And in your future, man, in his infinite hubris and narcissism, will gaze into the mirror. But what happens when his reflection gazes back?
All right. Right this way, and you'll see that the exhibit on the left is what we call the mirror.
Ah, and it looks like it has a reflective surface?
Exactly, exactly. It uses a very rudimentary process upon which the reverse of the glass is coated with a reflective substance. The light enters the front at a certain angle and bounces out the other side at the exactly the same angle.
Oh, like a mirror.
Exactly.
However, this mirror has, well, I should say, quite a story.
Oh, I wish I had time, but I have to go.
What?
I can't stay. The museum's closing.
Yes, but I'm the curator of the
yeah,
museum.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't have to pull any special favors for me. I'm just a fan of museums.
You're also my sister's son.
Come on.
Well, look.
Say nephew. Oh. Say it. You make me say uncle curator. You yeah. say nephew. Mm. Say nephew Gary. Mm. Say it. I'm your nephew Gary.
Mm. Nephew Gary.
Yay!
Mm. Yes, it was just that... it's a long story.
Isn't Why it? Was that so hard?
Well, I always wanted a niece.
You don't have to take it out on me, your nephew.
I know, I'm acting out. I'm sorry about that. Well, I guess I'm trying to make it up to you now by bringing you in after hours, or soon to be after hours.
Well, we gotta go.
Well, I'm the curator.
So what? That doesn't mean you can pull rank and keep people here overnight. What about the lasers and the alarms?
Oh, those? That's just PR.
What?
There's no
you have all these precious things at this museum, and you don't have any sort of alarm system?
The only thing we have is cyanide gas.
Well, I guess it's effective.
Yes, exactly.
Do you find a bunch of dead burglars the next day?
We do. We sweep them up and incinerate them.
Well, then if that's going to turn on, we should for sure go.
What's this?
Well, it's a remote. You control the cyanide gas?
Exactly.
That seems real bad.
I control it from the comfort of my armchair.
This armchair?
Yes, this one right here.
Why do you have an armchair in the middle of the museum?
Well, I never married.
Ah, so... I see. So, I see. So an armchair is a great substitute for a wife?
Precisely.
You're
it
a
holds
weirdo,
me.
Uncle Curator.
It's made of skin, not human skin,
this
but it's made of skin.
This is even worse.
Well, would you like to hear more about this mirror or not?
Yes, and less about the chair.
I'm quite capable of speaking for myself, thank
what,
you very much.
What, the chair?
He said it was made of human skin
oh.
and also a human mouth.
Oh, gross.
Yes, this is what I lovingly call the chair of wonders.
Wait a second. You don't have a wife. But you have a chair of wonders made of human skin, and it has a mouth, and this is your replacement for a wife?
Well, look where the mouth is placed.
Gross! Oh, I want to leave for sure!
Listen, nephew Gary.
I said it again, that's twice!
Before my sister died, she asked me for something. She said, take care of Gary.
Wait, what?
What?
He said,
died?
Take care of Gary.
Mom died?
Oh, your mother died, by the way.
What? Today?
Chair.
She packed me a lunch.
Cherry.
Well, were you going to tell him or not?
I was going to get around to it. Be a little more subtle and discreet, all right?
Did you go grocery shopping today?
No. Why? Do you need something?
Yes.
What are we out of?
Lotion.
Shit.
Please tell me more
lotion.
About my dead mother.
It's Jergens, right? That's the one?
And less about
yes.
groceries?
All right. Your mother, Lucille, my sister.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, I'm saying everything.
Why are you so mean to me?
Well, it's a long story.
Well, make it short.
All right. Your mother, my sister, Lucille, said, take care of Gary. It was her last words on her deathbed, which was really recently.
Yeah, like when I left, she was not in a bed.
No, no. You went to school. Yeah. I came over, you know, to get that $20 she owed me, and she was in bed, dying.
What?
Yes.
So soon!
Indeed. And she said, take care of Gary.
That sounds like Mom.
Yeah. Well, we share a parent, so
well,
it's not surprising that our vocal quality.
So you brought me here to this mirror exhibit to see your weird talking chair?
That's not all. You, the chair, and I are going to go on a little trip.
Oh, what? Like through the mirror?
That's right.
What? That's at least 7 years of bad luck, and that was a huge mirror. I bet it's as much as 8.
I am not cleaning that up. You're cleaning that up.
I'll clean it up. Don't worry, Cherry.
I am made of skin.
I know. You're delicate.
I could cut myself.
You're not going to get anywhere near that until the time is right, all right?
Okay.
I'll make sure the edges are all covered with duct tape so no one gets hurt on the way through.
Thank you.
Are you going to make me tape this mirror back together?
When we're done. But for now, we're going to see what's on the other side of this mirror.
What? It's broken. How can there be anything on the other side?
Come you... into the mirror and follow me.
Who's that?
That, my friend, is a fawn.
I'm your friend? I'm your friend now?
Yes. Well, our relationship is moving apace.
Really fast.
I know. That fawn wants us to come through and visit a land encased in ice.
In ice through a broken mirror?
That's right, catch up.
Curator, I'm having trouble following.
Well, listen up. You and I are going to sit in Cherry, right, Cherry?
Yes, as we discussed.
Exactly.
Just this once.
And then I'm going to turn on the hovering mechanism underneath. And we're going to glide through this mirror into the land of the fawns.
Yes, yes.
These fawns seem creepy.
Yes. Well, most people who are hair from the waist down do.
So is he a fawn or is he like a centaur?
Yes, exactly. F-A-U-N.
Yeah, like a centaur kind of person?
A fawn, yes.
I'm right here.
Yeah, well...
I think the distinction is centaurs have four legs, but fawns just have two.
Thank you, Cherry.
Oh, like, and the goat person.
Yeah, well.
But then this is like a deer person?
Well, I guess so, yes.
Fawn, can I call you Fawn?
Definitely.
Okay, great. What are you?
I'm a fawn.
Oh, that cleared nothing up, but okay.
So, this fawn has told me that... their land is encased in ice because an evil wizard holds it in thrall.
He calls it the Ice Dimension.
That's right. And it's our job, Gary. And what's your name again?
Fawn.
Fawn and Cherry, to seek out this ice wizard and slay him.
Wait a minute, my mom died today and you want me to murder someone else?
It's the only way.
I guess.
Come on, pull it together. I've had 10 moms die.
Oh, that doesn't make me feel better.
All right, now, Gary, into Cherry. And Cherry, hold him tightly.
Cherry, may I sit on you?
Yes, you may. Thank you for asking.
Pretty nice. I'm sorry.
Nice for that to happen sometimes.
I know. It's just that our relationship is so casual. I'll remember to ask in the future.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
All right, hover mechanism on. There we are.
Okay, I am floating.
All right. And now, Gary, yeah? I need you to jump out for a second.
What's that?
Give Cherry a gentle push.
But then how am I going to get back on?
You're going to run by and then jump back on.
But I'm small and you're big. All right, I'll do my best.
Just as... there it is. Okay.
Wait, Gary,
take my hand. Yes. And here we are. Notice that the mirror itself is receding into the distance. It's now just a speck behind us.
How will we find our way back?
With faith. Faith.
Who's faith?
Your faith, Gary.
I'm Gary.
Look, my name is Faith.
What?
But he's talking about just the word.
Oh, okay.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Fawn?
Yes, I'm Fawn.
Do you have the map?
Of course. Well, you see, if we head north... then that is where he stays.
All right. So north it is.
Beware. There's a forest in the north. It's dark. There's animals. More than just fawns.
More than fawns? Be more specific.
Owls.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, that's about it.
Okay. Next time you use the plural, make sure there's more than one.
I see it here on the map.
Yes.
Owl Forest.
Owl Forest, of course. There it is scrawled in what can only be blood of some sort.
What?
All right, Cherry.
I'm getting quite tired.
Even your stamina is a lot less than it used to be.
You know, well, we've been together a long time.
I know.
He thinks I hover, but really, I'm just using my feet.
I thought so. I was going to say your hovering looked a lot more like feet.
Look, I'm just a guy crouching, all right?
You're hiding inside a chair? Faith!
I mean, put two and two together.
Faith, you don't have to be inside that chair.
I am the chair.
This is a horrible turn of events.
Uncle Curator, there's a lot about you I don't know.
And more that you will find out.
What?
We'll continue with more Illusionoid right after this.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, Illusionoid continues.
So now, Faith, stand.
Okay.
Be a man.
Oh, you are a human.
Yes, I am.
Yes. Fawn, are you also? No, you're
definitely a Fawn. Yes.
Okay. But what's is that? I see a castle.
On the other side of the Owl Forest. That's it.
That's it. That's where we have to go, Fawn.
That's the one, covered in ice. Be careful, the doorknob's slippery.
Maybe that raggedy old man can help us. That one by the trail?
Who, me? You want me to help you? How can I help
good ears.
You?
I guess I spoke a little too loud. Just
you did, you spoke very loudly.
What, are you some kind of magician? Are you able to hear me just speak in low tones like this?
No, I just have very good hearing aids.
I see, oh.
Yes.
Okay. Well, old man.
Yes?
Do you know the dangers of the forest and the way to the castle?
I know the dangers of the forest very well, yes.
Isn't the castle right there?
Yeah, the castle's just up the path there. If you just follow the path to the forest.
Right okay, yeah, it's the door of the castle.
It was a very silly question.
Okay, should I just crouch back down and become a chair
no,
again?
No,
please, don't take it like that.
Wait, you were a chair?
I have been, yes.
He's been many things in his life.
Well, I've always wanted a chair. I only have this stump.
Look,
Wants us to make a trade information for a chair.
Well, I'm afraid my friend here, Faith, is not for sale.
And why does he want to sell me his lowly stump?
You be quiet, Henry.
I've known you for 45 years.
And you haven't given me any back support in the same time.
Uncle Curator, that's another guy dressed like a stump.
I told you this was a strange world, Gary.
It seems just as strange as ours. You had a friend dressed as a chair.
So can we strike a deal on the chair or what?
Wait,
these chairs have volition of their own. They can speak for themselves.
What is your name, chair?
My name is Faith.
Faith? Oh, that's a lovely name for a chair.
And your name, old man?
Helix.
Ooh. Wow, that's...
that's not your name.
Damn it. Henry, shut up. I just wanted to be cool for once. I just wanted a cool name with an X in it. I thought it'd be cool.
His name is
Helix
Galen.
Is a cool name.
Galen?
Galen.
Oh.
That's a far cry from Helix.
There's no X in Galen.
I know that. That's why I wanted the name Helix.
I almost wanted to be your chair for a second there, but...
God damn it, Henry. You've ruined another deal for a chair.
Oh. Not again.
Well, how about we strike a deal? I'll christen you Helix.
Would you do that for me?
Exactly. You'll just need to strip down.
Okay.
Whoop. Oh.
I'll turn away.
No, you look. You
no,
keep your eyes looking this
look.
Way.
Don't be shy.
I'm only 8.
Your mother told me she needed you to grow up in a hurry.
So many things she said on her deathbed.
She was verbose. All right, old man. Galen.
Can you please call me Helix from now on, or do we have to do the ceremony first?
The ceremony first. Oh. I don't make the rules, Galen.
All right.
I just enforce them.
So be it.
All right. Drink this.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Am I Helix now?
Yes, you are.
Ha ha, see Henry? Helix now!
Why do you always get what you want?
Because I don't know, really. I just thought that I was a special man.
Hey, today was the day that Faith didn't have to be a chair anymore. Maybe Henry doesn't have to be a stool and he can come with us. Or
he is a stump.
Sorry. Maybe he doesn't have to be a stump anymore.
I'd like to be a love seat.
You can be anything you want, man.
Thank you.
I want to make an observation here.
Of course, Faith, of course.
You are a lonely curator with a chair.
That's true.
We walked through a mirror,
yes.
And now we've met a lonely old man with a stump.
Yes.
Could these be our mirror reflections?
You are wise, Faith.
Am I the fawn?
Indeed you are.
Oh, my goodness. So the castle is...
It's just right up the path there.
Yeah, but is that my house?
The castle is your house, and that ice wizard...
Is my mom?
Exactly.
We have to go in.
And thaw him, her, slash it.
Why you gotta put a gender on
her.
It?
No, it's definitely her, I think.
I thought it was a wizard, though. Is it a wizard?
I thought... Is the wizard gender...
Wizards can be anything they want.
I think wizard is gender specific. Sorry. So we were having a conversation over here. What was that?
They can be anything they want.
It can be anything they want. He's using the third person. They... All right. On the path now, all six of us.
Come with me, Fawn. We're buddies now.
Can we hold hands?
Yeah, do you... Oh, you do have kind of a hoof. Okay, I'll hold it.
All right, and Cherry, or Faith, and Stumpy, what was your name again?
Henry.
Henry, you two, side by side, link arms.
Here we go.
Okay.
You can call me Cherry, too. It's cool.
Your arms are so soft.
Oh, well, I've been moistened over many years with Jergens lotion.
Jergens, that's right, yes.
Oh,
and you, Helix?
Tell me more about this Jergens.
Yes. Yes, take my hand, and let's skip up this path. Let us go with joy for once in our long, sad lives towards this ice castle, this frozen fortress looming ahead of us.
Just be careful. The path gets slippery as you get closer.
I've heard about the knob, but the path is slippery too. Oh.
Yes, it is.
This deal's getting worse all the time.
There it is. It's the door to the castle. And look at the size of that doorknob.
Oh, my God. It hangs. It hangs. I'll cup it.
I'll help.
All right. You take the shaft.
Should I look at this?
Yes.
I'll turn away.
Your mother wanted you to grow up.
That can't be what she wanted me to see.
How do we know? She said on her deathbed, make him... Look as you caress an ice phallus, she said.
I've got the shaft. I've got the shaft.
And I've got the head. Now carefully, back and forth. Back and forth.
I'm for sure turning away.
Back and forth. There, it's melting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and it's a lot smaller now than it was before. And the door.
There's a doorbell right here. There's been a doorbell the whole time.
I just want to say how relieved I am to have not been a part of that for once. Thank you. Thank you for not involving me in that.
I know. I'm sorry how I've abused you over the years.
The door's opening. Somebody's here.
There.
Hello.
That's him. That's him.
You're my mom?
Who are you?
I'm Gary.
Oh, no, the storms! Gary, you say?
Yeah!
Well, come into my cold home. I like it cool. I have fragile skin.
I think they want us to go inside.
Yes, we must do this.
Would you care for some refreshments?
Of course. What do you have to offer?
I have cold soda.
I'll have a cold soda if that's not putting you out.
Ice cold soda.
Do you have a cream soda?
Let me see. I'll check the back.
Or a root beer would be fine.
Oh yeah, root beer.
Root beer.
Yes.
I'm gonna need some specifics.
Okay, Faith.
Always order root beer.
Faith, what are you looking for? You're like a
iced tea.
Iced tea.
Lemon iced tea. Okay,
like a Nest tea. Like an Nest tea. Fawn.
Cream soda. Root beer.
Do you have a watering hole?
Do you mean a toilet? Or like
A pond of some sort?
That's exactly what I meant.
Third door on the left.
I guess, do you have Diet Coke?
Oh, we have Diet Coke.
I'll have one.
So, Ice Wizard, before you depart, first of all, male, female?
Oh, I don't like to identify. I usually just say I'm some sort of, you know, springtime land animal.
Okay.
You know those land animals you only see in the spring?
Sure, sure.
Oh, yeah, like, of course. I'm a wizard, I can be whatever I want.
Yeah, of course. However, ever since you cast your wicked spell upon this land, those land animals are no longer. Nothing grows. Nothing thrives. Nothing flourishes.
Yeah, I like it better that way.
What will it take, Ice Wizard, for you to relinquish your icy grip on this land and return it to verdance?
Is that why you're here? I thought this was a social call.
No. We're here to either get you to reverse your spell or slay you.
Well, then why did I let you in?
We stroked your knob.
I rang the bell. I helped stroke the bell.
No, yes. You did stroke my knob.
Yeah, but
did we do a good job?
Oh, it was quite good. Why do you think I opened the door?
Yes.
Because I rang the bell, I thought. Oh, man.
So, Gary, it's on you.
It is?
This is your time.
In my land, you're the analog of my mother who died today after I left. I never got a chance to say goodbye. I didn't even know you were leaving.
I don't know who your mother is, but you can say goodbye to me and leave now.
But in this land, I'm the fawn. So I think the fawn has to say goodbye to you.
You're my mother, and you did this to my land?
Oh. He's killed she, it's killed the fawn, man.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That is literally cold-blooded.
A second ago, he was taking drink orders. He cut that fawn's head off.
And it's got blood all over Henry the stump.
Did not see that coming at all.
Oh, not again.
Oh, Henry, let me clean you up.
Stop licking me.
Sorry.
I feel like we need to regroup after that.
I know.
We need to really change our game.
Uncle Curator, if I die here,
yes.
Am I dead in the real world?
Perhaps.
Because my analog died here, so now I'm wondering if I'm dead in the real world if I go back.
This is a full paradox, because your analog in your world is your mom, and
she's dead,
so she can't cut your head off.
But the wizard's here, and that's the analog for my mother, so I...
We're going to blow up the universe!
Oh, no!
Quickly, everyone, back to the mirror. Back to the mirror!
Is that a no on the sodas, then?
We're leaving!
Don't aren't the wrongs we have to right here?
It's too late!
Take me with you!
You can't come!
Henry, no! You want to come with us? Henry, come with us! Okay.
Oh my god! Oh.
I didn't want to be a sectional.
The wizards cut Henry in half!
Oh my god!
Run!
Run!
Oh, wait, I can still hover, maybe?
Yes, yes! You can still hover! There.
No. Still using your feet!
Gary, give him a gentle push!
Wait for me!
Jump on, take my hand!
I've got your other hand!
Oh! There's the mirror!
Clammy.
My hands are clammy! I can hardly see.
Curator, you know what you have to do?
What?
You have to leave me behind.
He's destroyed my analog and Gary's analog. You need something to replace him in this world. It doesn't make sense as it's coming out of my mouth, but I feel like it's right.
I think it.
Take me. I'll be the replacement.
All right, I'm gonna take Helix with me.
Yes,
but Helix is your analog.
Oh my god!
You bring him into our world. Won't the universe collapse?
Of course, matter and antimatter. I can't bring you Helix.
Damn it.
Yes. I've got to go through alone. Seal the mirror from the other side.
I'll stay behind with my ice wizard mother, father.
Curator,
Yes.
I never really told you how I felt.
Well, now would be a good time.
I felt uncomfortable.
The whole time?
The whole time.
Shit.
I feel horrible.
I didn't want to say anything, but I was uncomfortable hearing about it.
I felt so bad.
But it's not, that doesn't mean I don't care about you. We've had a lot of good years together.
We have, haven't we? Yeah. It's not all been uncomfortable, has it?
Not all of it. No. There were times where you were not sitting on me.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Those times when we'd share a laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm saying thank you.
Oh. Well, I guess I'm accepting.
I finally finished tying my shoe. I'm coming back for you boys.
I'm turning back into a chair now.
Okay.
Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. Oh, he transformed.
What is that? Is that a chair in my way?
It's you.
Oh, no! Cherry!
I thought this would go better.
Wizard, you've created nothing but mayhem and sadness in your wake.
Uncle Curator, go through the mirror.
I can't.
Stay behind.
I've got it. I have to take this wizard down with me now. Now.
Squeeze my sides, Curator.
Yes?
Yes, aim the spray of blood right for the wizard.
Yeah!
The hot spray of blood.
Ah, there it is. It's melting. And there, nothing but a puddle.
So gross.
Yes. Well, Gary, everyone we've known, everyone we've loved is gone.
I loved more people.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, right.
I'm still here.
Felix.
Sorry, I didn't see you there.
No, it's okay, but I was thinking.
Yeah.
Well, since everybody's gone in my world.
Yes.
Maybe I could curate this world into something better.
Yes.
And I can help him.
You'd stay here?
I have to stay behind, don't I? My analog died here. Who knows what's going to happen to me in our world?
It's true. Who's going to activate that cyanide if I don't go back?
Maybe nobody? That's pretty awful.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I guess I will seal the mirror from the other side. And
do you have enough tape?
I think I do. Helix, do you have any extra tape?
I've got a fresh roll of duct tape right here.
Nice. I'll use this. And I'll always remember you, sealed in this other world. And the ones we've lost. And the ones we've left behind.
We didn't, just me I left, but the rest we lost for sure. They were murdered, cut in half.
It's true.
By an ice wizard.
Bad, bad wizard. That wizard was terrible.
Just so handy with a knife. Like, just yanked that knife out of nowhere.
Yeah, ice knife. All right. I'm stepping through now.
I'll stay here with Helix.
Remember me. I'll do my best to forget you.
Mean to the end, Uncle Curator.
That's how I roll.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Please give a round of applause for the guys from the Spooked Podcast.
Yeah!
For Eternity on the Sounds and Music. Rob in the back. Thank you, Rob, for stage managing the show.
Day of the Mirror. Improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, and Nug Nargang, with special guests from the Spooked Podcast, Cody Crane, Damian Depping, and Colin Morey. Live music and sound effects by Chris New. Recorded live at the Social Capital Theater in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, August 10th, 2017. Thanks to our Patreon donors for making today's show possible. Specifically, thanks to the following donors: Daniel Blake, Jeff Kincannon, Anne Nunnally, Kelly Zellen, David, unknown last name, and the Terrible Warriors Podcast. Go give them a listen. To have your name mentioned in our Hall of Fame, or to reap the many other benefits of being a patron, go to patreon.com/illusionoid. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit teepublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page.
You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about the show. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show.
Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.